This week on One Crazy Story, comedian Heather Kozlikowski joins us to talk about one of the most exciting nights of her comedy career.
Now we run off the balcony and we stop to the lady and I say, how do we get backstage? And she goes, I don't know. And I look at Derek and Derek looks a little confused. And so I literally say to myself, fuck this guy. And I go running. Yes. So I literally, like, I left Derek to die. I did. I was on Facebook, and I don't know if you know this, but on Facebook, comedians will post their shows. Mm-hmm. Are you aware of this?
I am very aware.
It's interesting. So a comic friend of mine came in my feed, and he's doing a show with Free Beer and Hot Wings in Flint. Free Beer and Hot Wings is a syndicated radio show. It's in 35 states, a couple of stations at each state. Like, it's this huge show.
It's a show. Big show, yeah.
Are you familiar?
I am.
And I was only familiar with it because one of the on-air personalities I worked with when I was 19. When I got into radio, my very first job, my very first interview, he bummed a smoke from me. Yeah.
Who's to say smoking's not worth it?
Yeah, smoking has got me where I am today.
Doing a podcast with me.
I owe it all to smoking.
Yes.
So, so that's how I knew about the show. And it comes up in the feed. This Ben Langworthy is doing it. And like, oh, this is really cool. I'm like, I know this guy, one of the personalities. So I email my friend and I say, hey, you're doing comedy. That's really cool. What's this all about? Blah, blah, blah. And he says, yeah, so it's at the Machine Shop. It's our live at night show. And it's the segment called Instant Feedback. So the comics do 10 minutes and then they get roasted for 10 minutes. I'm like, oh, that's really cool. You know, he's like, do you want to do DeVos Hall in April? 2,000 people.
It's a huge theater. Yeah.
Huge theater. And I was like, yes. And knowing myself, I said, I need to check it out first to see if it's something I think I can handle, because I'm very sensitive. I don't know if you know this about me, but I am a sensitive woman.
Okay.
So I'm like, you didn't know that about me.
I'm learning a
lot
about
Heather. So much. Yeah, people don't know that about me, but yeah, I'm really sensitive.
So you weren't sure if you would be able to handle the roast?
Yes. What is this all about, you know?
Yeah.
DJs.
Who would be roasting you?
The DJs.
The show?
Okay. The on-air personality. So there's three. There's three main personalities and then like a couple of producers. So there's five guys total that roast you. So I go to the Machine Shop and it's Ron Luntz and Ben Langworthy, and it's awesome. There's like 500 people and, you know, they bring me backstage and my friend is just like, just really, we haven't seen each other in so long. He's like introducing me to everybody and so proud of me. Like, I knew her when she was 19and now she's doing all this stuff. And we're just like, I'm like, I'm so proud of you. This is amazing. It's just a really great night.
Yeah.
And the guys had great sets, 500 people, great crowd. And the roasts were like maybe 10 jokes for each guy, and it was, you know, you're fat, you're not funny, you're gonna be single forever, you know. I'm like, this is fun. Yeah. I can totally do this. So I'm very excited. I'm like, I'm in, I got this. So I don't know when that was over the winter. So spring comes and it was in April for the Free Beer and Hot Wings live at night show at DeVos Hall. So I'm like, okay, this is so exciting. It's 2,000 people. This is the biggest show I've ever done. Who am I gonna bring? So I'm thinking, oh, my mom would be so proud of me, you know. Then I'm like, oh, it's a roast.
Yeah.
So who would be able to handle me being roasted? So I called up like my most, you know, non-loving friend, you know, the one that I thought could handle it the most, you know.
She's chiming in with you.
Yeah. So we go we go out to Grand Rapids and we get a fancy room and we're making a night of it. And so there's the pre-party, the VIP party. And they're so, all the on-air personalities, the DJs will come up to me, you know, like, oh, they're so happy to see me. Mm-hmm. And I meet the other comic. There's two comics being roasted. And it was Derek Hebler. So I meet him. I've met him once before, but, you know, we reconnect. And, you know, my friends all like, yeah, you're going to close the show, Heather. You're going to go on last. I'm so excited to have you.
They had to be really excited.
Yeah, it was really cool. So I felt very loved, like in Flint.
Yeah, so you're
backstage.
Just having a great time.
So loved at the VIP party. Yeah. You know, I'm feeling great. And then we're at DeVos Hall, which you've been, like, you're familiar.
It's a big place.
Yeah, it's a big theater. It holds like 2,200. So it was almost sold out. There's 2,000 people. So at DeVos Hall, there's the main floor. There's the mezzanine. And then there's like balcony one and balcony two. So we want to see the show and our seats are in balcony two. So when we're backstage giving our intros and stuff, they say, one of the personalities says to me, you're going to go on after Family Feud. I'm like, okay, cool. He's like, it's about 15 minutes long. Just when we start, make your way backstage to Family Feud. I'm like, okay. So we go up to balcony 2 and we're sitting, we're watching the show. And I say to Derek, I'm like, how do we get backstage? And he's like, I don't know. So I think I go ask somebody who works there who's like running balcony 2. And I say, how do we get backstage? And she says, I have no idea. Very not helpful. I'm like, okay.
This is such a big event. You'd think they'd know a little.
No one knows how to get backstage.
I'm surprised they made you sit in the audience. It seems very exciting.
Wait, I could have sat backstage, but yeah. I didn't. It was
you
more,
wanted to watch
I wanted
the show.
To see the show. Yeah. Okay. It's a really good show.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was going to say, so you had the option, basically.
Yeah, I had the option of sitting backstage, okay. But I didn't want to. I wanted to see the whole show.
That makes sense.
So we're sitting up in balcony 2, and Derek goes, okay, well, I'll go scope it out. So Derek walks downstairs, whatever. He figures out how to get to backstage, mm-hmm. and he comes back. He's like, okay, I got it. So I know how to get backstage. I'm like, sweet. And then they have this bit that they do with this old intern. So Derek's talking to that guy, and he goes, the old intern told Derek that we were on after Paired with a Stranger, something like that. Uh-huh. And Derek goes, we're on after Paired with a Stranger. And I said, no, we're on after Family Feud.
Yeah.
And he goes, how sure are you? And I go,
positive.
Yeah, I say 100%. I'm 100% sure.
It's the number one answer.
We're on after Family Feud.
Yes.
Yeah, the number one answer is.
Yeah, 100 out of 100 people say we're on right after Family Feud.
So I know that I'm not on first. Mm-hmm. Derek's on first. And then I'm on mm-hmm. second. So I'm not on first. So I'm like, okay, I'll let us.
Yeah. That's
whatever,
fine.
Dude. Yeah.
I'm like, we'll whatever we have to do, we'll do.
I'm not on first. Mm-hmm. So we're sitting there and our segment is called Instant Feedback. So we're sitting up in balcony 2. Family Feud ends and they say, our next segment, Instant Feedback. And Derek looks at me and it was a really hot day. I have my blazer off, you know, and I'm like, so I throw my blazer on and we run off the balcony and we stop to the lady and I say, how do we get backstage? And she goes, I don't know. And I look at Derek and Derek looks a little confused. And so I literally say to myself, fuck this guy. And I go running.
Yes.
So I literally, like, I would left Derek to die. I did. Yeah. And I go running. So I'm on balcony 2, down to balcony 1, down to the mezzanine. And that's as far as I can get. In the mezzanine, you can see the stage. And they're like thanking sponsors and stuff, you know. And
you're I've got to get up there.
I know. I'm thinking about, we're not ready. Like, I'm going to yell, well, comics are here. We're not ready to go. You know, Derek said he was ready to, like, jump off.
Oh, wow.
Because I turn around and he's there. He's behind me. And I'm like, oh, thank God. Like, I had gotten to where I couldn't go any further. And this guy I had left to die is behind me. And I was so happy to see him. So he opens a door and I follow him and he like kind of looks both ways and then he sees another door and then another door and we're backstage. And as soon as he hits backstage, they intro him. And now here's your first comic, Derek Hebler. And he literally walks out onto stage.
Just out of breath.
Yeah, exhausted. And he goes into his set. And I'm sitting back there going,
how did he do? Did he do
God,
okay?
He did well. Yeah. It took him a little bit to like win the crowd over. Yeah. And my friend who was watching, she was like, yeah, he looked really nervous and out of breath.
Because he ran a half mile to
get on stage. So I like took a picture of him and tweeted it. And I'm just like thanking God that I wasn't first, you know?
Oh, God, it must be nice to be you in that situation. Because you're like, wow, that was crazy, wasn't it? I had a whole extra 15 minutes to relax.
So he does his set and he does really well. And I'm so excited, you know, I'm like 2,000 people. That's so cool. So I go out, I do my set and it goes well. I have a good set and I'm like interacting with the personalities and stuff. And the one thing that I noticed paying attention, watching the show, whenever anyone that they were making fun of turned against them, the crowd turned. Like the crowd was not like
they don't care about you. They're there for the morning show, so they don't want to.
Yeah. So like one girl got they made fun of her and in one bit, and she was like, "Well, fuck you, you're an asshole," and the crowd just turned on her.
Exactly,
so I got to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do my set, and I see how the crowd kind of reacts, you know. And I sit down on the couch and I get roasted. So now I've seen Ben Langworthy, Ron Lutz, and Derek Hebler get roasted. It's all the same thing. It's all. You're not funny. You're fat.
Yeah. Just a standard.
And you're never going to be married. You know, you'll be single forever, right? And they all had, I would estimate like 10 jokes a piece, right? So I'm like, this is not a big deal. I'm not funny. I'm fat. I'll be single forever. I got this.
Yeah.
These guys. So those guys got like 10 cards. Heather Kozlikowski, 20.
What?
20 cards written for her. And
why more for you? Any specific reason? Is it just because somebody knew you and was like, let's mess with Heather?
No. 95% of them were fat jokes.
Oh, what?
So in front of 2,000 people, my worst nightmare, four guys called me fat for like 20 minutes.
Damn.
Yeah. And I can.
Was it lame fat jokes, though?
You know, yeah, they were good.
Yeah.
It was funny at first.
Yeah.
And I knew it was going to be tough, but
right.
I would say 20. I didn't count them, but it was
significantly
excessive.
More than 10.
Significantly more yeah. than 10. And there wasn't a variety. Yeah. It was just fat joke, fat joke, fat joke.
Damn.
Were they funny? Yeah, they were funny.
Yeah.
You know,
like, you mix it up for everybody else. And
so I handled myself really well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, the guy called me pear-shaped. I'm like, that is accurate. This is accurate. This is an accurate joke. I'm with you on this one. And then like when there wasn't a fat joke, I'm like, this is a good joke. I really like this. This is well-written material, you know?
Yeah.
And then of course, you know, when you're done, they like hug you and everything and say what a good job you did, you know? And it's like, I don't know what having 2,000 people laugh at my jokes feel like. Like, I had a good set.
Yeah.
I don't know what that feels like. I don't remember that because I had to shut that shit out to survive this roast, you know? And my girlfriend.
What a different, like, way to go, like, from, like, probably the most exciting high you ever had on stage where you're like, this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the best at comedy right now. And then, you know, you just feel so good. You know, you do well in front of that many people. And then 2 minutes later, you're the worst person that's in the room. Like, you're just literally in the room.
And don't forget. You're fat.
Yeah, and also, you're fat.
Yeah. And to think that I almost brought my mom. I was like,
yeah, good thing you didn't bring your mom to the show.
Mom, I'm playing to 2,000 people.
Yeah,
I've really, the big
I've
moment
it.
In my career. Yeah.
I've got a big show tonight. The only thing I have to do to make that possible is be called fat repeatedly in front of the audience that just said I was funny.
Yeah. Yep. And of course backstage they're like, you know, they're just, again, like, just like, I'm like, they just love me. You know what I mean? You're doing such a great job. You're so funny. You know, we're so happy to have you. Thanks for doing it. And, I see my friend and I remember I brought my toughest friend and she had been drinking and she was like, let me see, where are those guys at? You know, like, she's like, one. And I'm like, come on. Yeah. I knew it was a roast.
Yeah,
I knew, stop. I knew this was going to happen. And she's like breathing heavy and stuff. I'm like, we need to sit down.
Wow. She was genuinely
angry. We need
to
go over that. We need to talk about this.
Keep it down. Don't say anything.
I think it would have killed my mom.
Yeah. What kind of mother wants to see it? Just leave after my set.
Nothing else. Nothing else to see her, mom. Nothing else to see her.
That's all for this week. For more about Heather, go to heatherkozlikowski.com or our Facebook page, facebook.com/onecrazystory. And please catch up on old episodes at onecrazystory.podbean.com or you can subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.